This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
I'm a crop duster. Oh. I'm a crop duster. I just let one fly.
There he is.
My, my, my.
Look at him.
I'm a crop duster. I'm a crop duster. Here comes one now. I act just like a boy, cause breaking wind is a constant joy. This one reeks like old Milwaukee. But by the time they do detect, I'm in my car and thinking, what the heck? So what if it smells like bombed out Nagasaki? Oh yeah, I'm a crop duster. I'm a crop duster. I just let one fly. Sing along, everybody. My, my, my. I'm a crop duster. I'm a crop duster. Here comes one now. I was in the hall on my way to a bathroom stall. I ripped one and walked a little faster. And everybody in that church, their noses crunched and their shoulders lurched. I felt like yelling out, I'm so sorry, Pastor. I'm a crop duster.
He's a crop duster.
I'm a crop duster.
He's a crop duster.
I just let one fly. My, my, my. I'm a crop duster. I'm a crop duster. Here comes one now.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We have to figure out some way to keep him from talking on the air.
I've told you. How many times have I not told you?
What it's going to take?
I cannot talk and think at the same time.
I know, which would
it's very difficult for me.
Why?
Hi, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, and it's the love portion of our week.
That's right.
We talk to...
We call it sexy time. And there she is right now. She's our sexy lady. It's Allie Breen. Hi, Allie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. And I can tell by the background there, you're actually in your apartment in New York City.
New York City. Yep. Home sweet home.
Well, good. Well, good. You have... what's the word I'm looking for here? Help me, Josh. augmented your income with a little bit of the OnlyFans stuff?
I have. Yeah, it's been fun. Our fans are the best, by the way, because I lost my voice earlier this week and people were sending me chicken soup. And it's like a fully interactive, fun kind of platform in all ways.
Oh, cool. Do you have like a wish list on your page where you can people can go to it and see what you'd like to be gifted?
I think they do. I didn't even fill that out. People were just like, can I send you some soup? Here's some, you know, money. Like that. Yeah, is how it kind of works.
Oh, nice.
Very, very sweet.
All right.
And there's a lot of questions about when Josh, Christy, and Jess Alsman are joining. So if anyone has any inclination.
Okay.
And
I'm not familiar with OnlyFans except through Josh's coaching. How does one find you?
It's pretty specific. It has to be, I think, OnlyFans.com/AllieB. A-L-L-I-B.
Is there a space after the I?
Nope, nothing. Wow. All one word.
So Alib.
Alib. That's it, exactly.
Okay, well, thanks. Now, the way this show works is people write you letters, and they ask you to ask us to help them with their love life. So we're ready. What have you got?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend surprised me and came home early from a business trip. He knows I hate surprises, so I think he was doing it just to see if he could catch me cheating. I just hate that he wants me to act excited like he did something romantic when I think it's the exact opposite. So now we're in a fight and I can't let go because he made it impossible to prove. What should I do?
Oh, wow.
He made it impossible to prove. What does that mean?
Did he accuse you of cheating ever? I wonder. Otherwise, he probably is trying to surprise you, but... It sounds like
it sounds like he's just trying to surprise you. I don't see any.
Well, the problem is she's told him she hates surprises. I kind of get it.
Yeah. Especially if you're trying to make plans because he is gone, like say with yourself or with friends. Doesn't mean you have to be cheating. And then he crashes the party like, here I am. I'm back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like he doesn't trust her to me.
No matter what he did, he messed up. He messed up.
Yeah.
Whatever he was doing.
I mean, isn't he allowed to come back to his own house?
I don't know.
Not as a surprise.
When she says, I hate surprises, and then he tries to give her one, and then things don't go right, it's on him.
He could have got shot. He could have broken in the house, entered the home, and she would have thought it was an intruder, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Right, like that Olympian guy.
I'm getting a little bit paranoid here. I don't know. I think it was okay for him to come to say hi. What a nice surprise. Glad you're back.
I think that's what she means by impossible to prove, because he's like, but I did something nice. And she's like, but I hate it. And he's like, you can't. It was romantic. You know, he's making it seem like she's crazy.
Agree to disagree on what you both like.
Okay, we'll move on. What else have you got?
Dear Allie, I was dating a stripper in my 20s and I got her pregnant and then we got married.
Okay.
Our daughter is now 6 and she wants to know how we met. Do we actually tell her?
No.
No, why would
we? No, it's never too early for them to start stripping.
Just tell her. You can just tell her you met her where mom worked as a... Whatever. I don't have to know. You don't have to tell her.
Turn her out. Get her on the pole.
She's 6 years old.
Oh, come on. No, you know.
You don't have to tell her.
We met in the club.
Yes.
We met at a bar. We met.
We met in the club.
It doesn't matter. I saw your mom at where she worked, and she looked so pretty, I had to ask her out.
Yeah, you don't want to bring this up.
No, she doesn't need to know what stripping is yet.
Yeah,
no.
She doesn't need to know why she has lingerie that says Bambi on it.
So I took some Boobapalooza dollars, and I bought her.
You have a lovely family. It doesn't matter to her.
Yeah, plus she's 6. You could lie to her.
Yes.
Say Disney World.
Lie to your 6-year-old.
No, I agree. Yeah, no, you don't want to bring up the whole. Way too hard to explain. Yeah. I would never bring it up again.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just a 6-year-old doesn't need to know about it.
Right. Exactly.
Ergo, it defines not to be ashamed of it.
Come on. Sex isn't anything to be ashamed of. You don't tell your 4-year-old about how you and mom.
No, you tell her 6 years old.
Yeah.
Get up on stage. Let's do this.
This is your future.
Last night I had to explain sharting to one of my little girls.
Really?
Oh, that's funny.
Wonder where
had
she heard...
to or loved to.
No.
No. Wonder where she heard that.
Hart got up on the chair in the middle of dinner, said, hey, everybody, wait a second. And she turned around, and I thought she was doing something else. And then the next thing you know...
She sharted?
No, she just had a little bit of a toot.
Well, that's very
she
funny.
Thought was hilarious. And
that
I
is
said,
hilarious.
But she was kind of forcing it. And I said, you're lucky that wasn't a shart. And I had to explain that to her.
Wow.
Well, man.
Then my other little girl goes, Daddy, have you ever sharted? So at least she was using it properly in a sentence.
In the middle of dinner, yes, one of your daughters got up on the table and said, hey, everybody. And just
family dinner at time.
Absolutely. She's amazing. Eight.
Pass the meatloaf.
That's what they do.
No, that's not what they do.
Well, that's what mine did.
Parent, say, sit down and eat your meal.
I tried that.
I would have gotten so punished.
Oh,
me
yeah.
too.
Okay, well, back to you, Allie.
I would have got knocked into next week.
What have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I was out at a bar and I met a guy who was buying me drinks all night. When he asked me for my phone number at the end of the evening, I told him I had a boyfriend and he was openly mad at me.
Yeah.
He said, I should have told him after the first drink. I said he never asked and $85 shouldn't make me feel like he owns me. Who's right here?
Drinks.
No.
I
love it.
I think she should have said something.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
No, he didn't ask. I would think
no,
he would
no,
ask,
it's implied.
It is implied. Yeah, if you accept a drink from a guy in a bar, it's implied that you or wanted to
at least
to
accept
know
the
better.
Second one.
No, you know what? She's not a bee. She's a turd.
Right.
She's
no, the first drink's fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second, should go, hey, listen, you need to know that I've got a boyfriend or whatever.
Yes.
It's rude. It's
that's the thing.
The least it is rude.
And you knew what you were doing.
And by the way,
I don't want to be owned for $85.
Well, first off, nobody wants to own you.
Yeah, if she drank $85 worth of drinks, I'm surprised that she was, didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no joke.
Well, no, I do, because that could be three drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's
a little bit more in the city, hillbilly.
Okay. Inflation that bad, huh?
Oh, okay.
Here's your $2 well.
Yeah.
I want some double pop off.
Yeah, she'll have old granddad.
Yeah, she should. I think she should have said something.
It's the polite. It's the polite thing to do. Yeah. That's, now, for him to get mad. Don't get.
You know what I did the other night? I got this guy for $85. I told him he was ugly though, so I told him I had a boyfriend.
I got to drink.
By the way, who was that? Could you introduce us?
That's Sassy McFarland.
He's really yeah.
Like, they call me Sassy.
He was mayor, wasn't he?
Sassy was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a damn good mayor.
Okay. Good. What else we got, Allie?
Dear Allie. Me and my friend are both newly single, and we decided to set each other up on blind dates. I set her up with a dentist who's very cute and very eligible, okay. And she set me up with an Uber driver who just moved back in with his parents. I'm really upset, but do I sound like a snob if I complain about this and tell her why?
Well, yes. Why didn't you don't sound like a snob.
You are a snob.
Well, wait a second, though. Why didn't she set herself up with the dentist?
No joke.
Because she's already had him, probably.
Jeez. Yeah, probably, or they're too close, or too good of friends.
Enjoy being single. Like, you know what, this Uber driver, who cares, he's not a dentist, he might be hot and like, have some good times.
Yeah, his parents may have some good video games in the basement.
They might.
You know they have snacks.
For sure. Yeah, easily. They'll cook you breakfast.
They got bottled water, he's an Uber driver.
A dentist probably doesn't have any candy. Jeez.
You get a free ride home.
Don't be so snobby.
Yeah, why would you ever
do that Uber driver a favor, don't go out with him.
Yeah.
If you're asking, do I sound snobby? You're sounding snobby. Okay.
And if you're a snob, that's fine. Be a snob. Ignore this guy. Go find somebody else.
It is weird. She wouldn't try to hook up with a dentist, though. Like,
who knows?
It sounds too perfect, unless there's something wrong with him.
Well, now,
that is one of those things, where a friend tries too hard to hook you up with someone who's super eligible, and you're like, well, why wouldn't you date them if that's the case?
Right. Yeah. Is the Uber driver, by the way, going to charge her for...
I bet she gets free rides.
Oh, so when they get to the movie, he's not going to go, hey, give me a good rating. Okay, we got time for one more at least, Allie. What do you got?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend has a small penis, but is amazing in bed. I told my friends this about a week ago.
That's impossible.
Wait a minute. You told your friends.
Motion of the ocean.
Go on.
I told my friends about this, and then about a week ago, he told one of my friends he wanted to propose, but only really had enough money for a small ring. He asked what he should do. She said he needed to wait until he could buy a big ring to compensate for his small penis.
Oh, yep, it's just
now math. He's curious that I talked about him like that with my friends. Oh my and I God. Said, I told everyone you were great in bed. I don't know what you're upset about. How do I fix this?
Oh, too late. Yeah, why would she ever discuss that with anyone?
I don't think. I don't know.
Girls' night, you got a few drinks in you.
What
happened.
A coven of witches.
Well, am I glad you went with coven?
Me too.
I think he is overreacting here. What? Who cares?
But like the whole group of friends knows now.
Who cares?
She's his friends cares. Are to give him a nickname like Mike.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, is it micro?
Oh, wow.
I don't care about the size of the crank, but the consulting on you need a bigger ring.
That's the friends though. She can't help that her friend said that crap.
Well, they have friends don't fall too far from the tree.
Sadly, the ring also fits around it.
There you go. And it vibrates.
That's what a friend is.
And by the
way, propose, I guess.
Don't be so. All girls talk about this stuff. All girls talk about this stuff. Don't act like you don't.
No.
So you can't be shocked that this girl told her girlfriend, "Hey, he has a small penis, but he's great in bed."
No, I am kind of shocked. They can say he's great in bed.
I know. I don't believe you.
All right.
I think after a few drinks, it all comes out. Even if you don't mean to say it, you just start telling your friends stuff.
Right.
You know, that you didn't intend
to. And by the way, this guy has said the exact same stuff. But yeah, my girlfriend has small boobs, but I still, really.
Oh, you guys talk like
it's
that.
It's really hot in bed. Of course. Yes, and so did he at some point in his life. He's all making a bigger deal out of this than it is. He is.
I don't understand. Why do you call your girlfriend Topanga? Well, the canyon.
But good for him, though. At least he knows how to still satisfy you.
Yeah, you should come back with that.
Gosh.
Yeah, he's satisfying.
Yeah, the ring's strictly supposed to be based on your monthly income.
No.
No, it symbolizes his love for it. It doesn't matter how big it is or small it is.
The truck.
Matters to her friends. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, her friends are idiots. Okay, we have time for one more, Allie.
Dear Allie, my friend just got married and she sent out digital invitations. It's a destination wedding, so she knew a lot of people wouldn't be able to come. She invited, I think, about 300 people and included her Venmo in the Evite for people who couldn't come but still might want to buy her drinks.
No.
Isn't this just digital begging?
Yeah. It's pathetic.
Wow.
Buy her drinks.
I've seen people set it up where you can donate to the honeymoon fund.
Right.
Like they don't need gifts, but if you want to get something, you can do that. But just to buy me drinks at the wedding.
And why
reception.
Are you buying drinks at the reception? Isn't that's usually already on?
I guess to contribute to the open bar is what it means. Yeah. Like, hey, if you want to pay for our open bar, even though you can't come.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's your invite. Yeah.
How much would you pay though to get out of going to a wedding?
Yeah, that's the thing. I agree with you, okay, Chick.
There you go.
Wait a minute. You mean I can get out of this for $40?
Yeah.
Check.
I'd go $150.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with this either.
Here's $150.
If you want to give us a gift, if you want to give us some money because we're getting married and you can't make it, sure, go for it. Why not give them the option?
The Venmo
this is
thing.
The pettiest. Is this what relationships are?
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
That's why you don't have. You're not married.
People are amazingly petty.
God bless it.
Tom Petty couldn't stand it anymore. He had to pass away.
That's awful.
Okay. I guess the key here, too, is that she over-invited to get the extra Venmo.
Yeah, that's...
Like, if you know it's going to be a destination wedding, you don't invite 300
then
people.
Don't marry the bitch. Damn it.
Josh Hardy.
No, this is the person who got the invitation.
You know what she should
have
done?
The lady who got the invite is the one that's writing this letter.
Put up a
it's not her husband.
No.
Somebody's had to have done this, put up a GoFundMe, hey, I'm getting married, send me money.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Right,
absolutely.
Right?
Here's what you do. Don't send money.
That is the best thing you can do.
Or here's $200. Don't ever contact me again in any way for anything.
The Venmo thing just seems a little bit, I don't know.
Trashy.
Yeah,
it's a little on the nose. Yeah, it's a little.
Every wedding has something tacky. So this is this is hers.
The next time, drinks.
Next time I get married, I'm going to have a performing bear.
Are you?
And one of those dogs that hop up on a wheel and just run around.
The only way I'll come to your wedding is if you have a plate spinner.
Done.
Then I'm coming.
Boom.
It's my favorite thing.
Just and it's going to be set up at your table.
Yeah, that's fine. Allie Breen can be reached.
Bear got me.
At the social media, it's Alli space Breen. Allie Breen, and then on the OnlyFans, it's Alli. B, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Paren smut.
Yeah, for a whole different way to interact.
And the show is called Sexy Time. Thank you, Allie. It's
bye,
always
Allie.
A pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Allie.
Now, smut isn't used often enough.
You like that word?
Smut has gone out of fashion. Yes. We need to bring smut back. Can we? You got one of them smut books.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.